All right, so we're talking about technology and innovation, and you've shared your very well thought out opinion of technology and gear and things like that. I want to just zero in on one particular piece of gear and get your opinion on it. Because
what's it going to be, my jock strap?
Well, no thanks. Anyways, what's your opinion on scent lock clothing and scent blocker clothing scent elimination?
Let me just say this. In the real world, I'm not talking about walking 8 feet behind your house. In the real world, let's take everybody who uses that stuff. Number one, there's lawsuits flying all over the place that the carbon stuff's got to be set 8,000 degrees to work, and maybe it doesn't work. But you get up in Colorado, you're going on an elk hunt, you go down, and the first thing you're doing is you're stepping in horseshit. Fact. And the second thing you're doing is you're picking the horse's hooves, and you're wiping the horse down, and you're getting the horse ready, so you smell like horses. And then you get on the trailhead, and you got... maybe you got to fuel a generator, or maybe you got to fuel this, or maybe you got to fuel that. So you're all telling me that you're going to change your clothes every 8 minutes, except we're only in 2 hours into the hunt. So we get into the hunt, and you sweat, and you stink, and you walk, and we have to carry groceries, and a bottle of Tabasco breaks on you, and eggs are on your feet, because that's what happens, and you finally get to your camp. And you eat dinner, and there's bacon, and there's onions. And I don't know where you guys think you're putting all your clothes in your bags, but you can only bring one or two sets of clothes, period, for a two-week hunt. And in the morning, you wake up, and there's bacon, and there's eggs, and there's onions. And let me just tell you, there's enough scent and enough stink to put an ocean liner in the water. And you think that this stuff is going to be okay? Give me a break. By the way, all your scents and sprays and stuff, if it's below freezing, it's frozen. I don't know where everybody's squirting everything, but you're not doing it in elk camp. So I wash my clothes in baking soda. I swear to God, in baking soda. And, you know, my favorite saying is, wind in your face, fair chase. And I don't care what you're doing. If you've got the wind right, you're hunting. And if you don't have the wind right, You're going to get caught 90% of the time. And when you say, forget the wind and just hunt, what else are we going to forget, everybody? We're going to forget to open the doors for women? Are we going to forget the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? Are we going to forget prayer in school? I mean, give me a break. Hunting, get the wind in your face, and go to them. That's what hunting is. So I guess I got a little long-winded, but I think the whole thing is a farce. But God bless it. It's good for all the guys, and it's good for endorsements, and it's good for business. So, knock yourself out, everybody.